Welcome to the show. It's called the Family Meeting, where you can say what the hell you want, not get yourself a beating. What happens here stays here, unless it's too damn funny. Our boss is the relative, so we can bribe them for money. You may be offended, you may even cry a tear, because you heard something your kid shouldn't hear. So kick the kids on out, or hell, let them listen in. But don't blame us when they take them away. So let the show begin.
Time for the Family Meeting on NWCZRadio.com.
This is Jason Curtis,
John Curtis,
and Krista Curtis.
Coming up this hour, we've got music on the way from Mr. Vaughn. We've also got the return of John's Drink of the Week and the Bambino. But let's go ahead and kick things off with Tanks of Zen and Gravity on the Family Meeting. To the Family Meeting. That was Tanks of Zen with Gravity. I want to mention right off the bat that those guys are playing February 10th. I'm throwing the date out there. It's Friday night for those of you that are downloading. February 10th at the Mix in downtown Seattle. Go check them out. They're a great local band and they kick ass live. We always like to start off the show with what's happening, what we've been doing, what's been going on in our lives. This weekend was kind of a weird weekend for me. Saturday, we went out and we spread my grandparents' ashes because they both passed away last year, and we were waiting for a nice day. And Saturday was absolutely beautiful. So we went out and we spread their ashes. And I was just praying I didn't have like a Donnie moment from the Big Lebowski where I put the ashes out there and everything blows right back up in my face. But as we were leaving, all I could taste was ash. And I'm like, this is disgusting. I guess my grandparents are going to be with me for a while now. But
Yes, we live in Seattle. It took a year and a half to find a good day.
Exactly.
It was nice out, though.
It was beautiful. I can't tell you where we did it because it's illegal, if I'm not mistaken, to spread ashes in some places, and I didn't check all the laws.
So. What, a restaurant?
Yeah, exactly.
Only in the kitchen.
That's true. On the way back, there was an accident on 405, and right behind the accident was a cooler, and it was open, and all I could think of was that news story with the heart that fell out of the cooler, and they ended up using it later. And I just started laughing, and I almost ass-ended the guy in front of me and caused another accident because I was thinking of that story.
But you can't let a good heart go to waste.
That's right. I do want to mention Friday night, Becca had a show at the Spotted Cow. So we went down there and hung out at the Spotted Cow with the songwriters in Seattle. And actually, one of the songwriters in Seattle is going to be on the show next week. Chris Klemecki is going to be hanging out with us. Go check him out on Facebook, on Twitter. The guy writes some great, great songs. What else do I want to mention? Last week I was actually contacted by some people over in Hawaii that listen to the show.
People in Hawaii listen to the show?
I know. It throws me off. But I was contacted by the president of the Paradise Roller Girls. They're a roller derby team over there. And apparently they're trying to raise money to come to Seattle and participate in the Wild West. What is it? The Wild West Showdown, which is in March in Bremerton at the Kitsap Sun Pavilion. But they're trying to raise money so that they can send 20 players over here to participate in this. And they asked if there was anything we could do to throw that out there and see if people want to donate to them. So if you want a little bit more information, go to their website, which is www.paradiserollergirls.com. And you can get more information about the shootout. If you've never been to a roller derby event, it is a hell of a lot of fun. So also, you might want to check out the Wild West Showdown.
It's actually funny because I'm trying to raise money to go on a trip to Hawaii.
She sent me a message and I sent her my phone number. She called me and we were talking and I'm like, I honestly can't, I can't think of anybody that has ever gotten a hold of me and said, I'm trying to leave Hawaii and come to Seattle in the middle of March. Because, yeah, it's usually the other way around.
I'm trying to raise money, too. You can just drop it off at my house. Be great.
Oh,
he'll arrange a pickup if you don't want to bring it all the way to the house.
Yeah. He'll do a little drive-through thing for you. On Sunday, obviously, hung out with the family, watched the Super Bowl. And really, that's kind of all I really had going on last week. I worked, and I took Monday off because I honestly believe the day after the Super Bowl should be a national holiday. Nobody should have to work that next day. So I always try and plan and take that day off.
What does it matter to you? You don't even drink.
Yeah, but you know, a lot of times we'll hang out, we'll play pool, we'll play cards until the wee hours of the night. Or we used to when we were younger. Now the wee hours of the night turns out to be about 9 o'clock. But really, that's all I had going on. This is kind of a dumb question, but what'd you do last week, Krista?
Well, I've been working 75 hours a week, so I spend all day trying to stay awake. So what'd you have going on, John?
Well, what was it? One of those days I was going to school. I don't know what day it was.
I hate you. No idea what day it is.
I was at Fred Meyer buying some headphones, and I was paying for them, counting my money out. And this lady comes in and she asks the other guy working there, she goes, do you guys have that movie Real Steel?
Rock'em Sock'em Robots on video?
Yeah, it's a pretty good movie. I watched it. But the guy goes, no, we don't, but we're getting a new shipment in tomorrow. And she goes, oh my God, I got to have that movie. I can't believe that we can actually make robots like that. And I lost it. I mean, I was like, really? You dumb ass woman. I wanted to go try and sell her something. Like, here's my phone. You can talk to people in the future. Here, $10,000. And that lady was dumb. Really? Like, don't let her watch Transformers.
Yeah, no shit.
Where'd New York go?
Or have her watch a zombie movie or anything like that. I can't believe there's dead people that still live.
So, Actually, on Friday night, I was out at a bar.
And, I don't buy it.
I remembered. I was like, "Oh, I got school tomorrow."
I don't buy that you remembered it was Friday night.
Because I don't know what days are. What days are days? And that was Lolly's. Actually, I went to Lolly's a lot last week.
Within walking distance of your house.
Yeah, I lost. I think every game of pool I played there this week. And
wow. It's encouraging for the coming up week at pool league.
cost me a lot of money buying drinks. Usually I'm ahead in that game, but I bought a lot of drinks for people this week. Saturday night went out with Andy. We went to Jersey's and Neil put a 55-inch TV outside the bar, so you can watch football events and everything. It's pretty awesome back there in the beer garden.
In that neighborhood, that's a little risky.
Yes, well, he didn't just set it on a picnic table or anything.
With a free take me sign on it.
Yeah, he has it like locked in a shed, and then he just opens up some doors on a window. What are those called? Window doors?
Shutters?
Yeah, shutters.
Shutters. There you go.
And
window doors.
I think that's a pretty good description of shutters.
We know what you were talking about, yeah.
And I drank a lot that night. And so
I knew I was going to be hanging out with you guys on Saturday or on Sunday watching the Super Bowl. And I saw your post on Facebook where you needed to polish off a keg. And then I saw you were at the bar and I was just like, John's going to be a hell of a lot of fun to be around tomorrow.
So we actually accomplished that. We killed that keg and then we went and bought another one. And I was carrying it on my shoulder from the truck to the house here. And I was trying to bend down so the keg and me would be short enough to get through the door. And the keg hit the top of the door, and it fell down and landed on my foot. And my my big toe is purple right now. It looks like a Barney foot.
It takes a long time for that to heal, because I broke my toe back in July, and it's still messed up.
Oh, I was so pissed. Mom was like, let me help you. Get out of my way, woman. Grab that shit and just ran downstairs with it. Oh, I was angry. So, Tuesday, right after the show tonight, I'm going to be heading down to Jazz Bones in Tacoma. It starts at 8 o'clock. Rusty, the comic that was on here last week.
Yeah, it was last week. I like how you look at me. Was that just last week, or what day was that on?
He'll be performing, and it's only $5. So if you're listening right now, then go down to Jazz Bones at 8 o'clock. Buy me some drinks.
Yeah, I'm going to try and make it down for that also, but... I'm getting old, and I got to get up and go to work the next morning, so I don't know if I'm going to make the trip down there.
Yeah, it's just like a pool night.
Yeah, but Jason plays first and skips out early on pool night,
Oh, that's
too.
Right. He leaves at 8:30 every night.
Yeah, well, I got an hour drive home. So if the show gets over at 11 and I drive the hour home, I'm looking at midnight. I got to be up at 5:30 to go to work the next morning.
That's plenty of sleep.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Yeah, 10 years ago, maybe. I'm getting freaking old. I'm pushing 40.
Pushing 40.
John, he admitted it.
I know. I'm still in my 30s, damn it, but I am pushing 40.
Usually he just talks about how old we are and just tries to fit into that.
People do ask me, who's older, you or me?
Yeah? That's amazing.
That's insulting to you, I know.
So that's all I had.
Okay. Coming up, we've got Krista's
news. I'm really hungover right now, by the way, too.
And it's the middle of the week. It's a Tuesday night, and John is still hungover.
Yeah, just to let you know, I'm a...
Yeah, I offered him a bucket, if he needs a bucket next to him while we're recording this.
So if I sound a little lethargic, I am.
A little dehydrated and lethargic. Coming up, we've got Krista's news on the way, John's drink of the week, which that should be interesting. And the return of the Bambino, but let's get back into the music with Mr. Vaughn and Heat right here on the Family Meeting. Like the Daryl Pacino, we spit heat. Wet in the pool for the streets, we spit heat. You don't want no beef, we spit heat. You eat some trouble because I'm getting kind of cocky. What? My nose in the air and now the girlies start to jock me. Drafted out of the lottery, franchise commodity. One of the 50 great Magic Charles Barkley. Waking them up like coffee, drama is costly. I got your squad sleeping with fish like Luca Brasi. Catch me out with my posse, all of us bossy. When we pull up, heads start spinning like laundry. Cause they know we so fresh.
fast, and we hit them with press. Drinks in the arm, made men don't pick up a check. Show them a charm, but still garner major respect. The way I was born, you should expect no less. After the left, it's not a squad I rep. When it comes to the door, we ain't ran out yet. We about to bob the bar till it ain't none left. Sweatbox, kill a team, you know we do it to death. It's let's go. Like the Darryl Pacino, we spit heat. Wet in the pool for the streets, we spit heat. You don't want no beef, we spit heat. We spit heat, we spit heat. Like the Darryl Pacino, we spit heat. Wet in the pool for the streets, we spit heat. You don't want no beef, we spit heat. We spit heat, we spit heat. Flavors too much, rappers is throwing up. Fast money, ain't no need to slow it up. We hopped out the truck, the chicks was like, what? They know that we boss tough and they can't get enough. But nah, we ain't gonna keep it simple on this, cause it's some niggas I've been meaning to twist. Why these third string niggas steady hate from the bitch? I'm in the game, point guard, lead the league in assists. Got niggas steady asking me why, but I'm fly, in they eyes. Enough of the lies, when you plead the fifth, I'm in the back, blowing splits with a chick ready to strip. Good brains and nice lips, homie, that's what I need. Know how to roll weed, but she good with the heat. Boy, I'm one of the 10 states for murder of a bitch. Sweatbox, kill a team, and you ain't heard of a G. We spit heat, like the Darryl Pacino, we spit heat. Wet in the pool for the streets, we spit heat. You don't want no beef, we spit heat. We spit heat, we spit heat. Like the Darryl Pacino, we spit heat. Wet in the pool for the streets, we spit heat. You don't want no beef, we spit heat. We spit heat, we spit heat.
Woo! Five alarm blaze. Get your fire extinguishers. Make sure your smoke detectors is in proper working order. Cause the official flamethrower is in the building. Mr. Fun, Slack Box. Hey, I thought I told you once, man.
We spit heat. Like the Darryl Pacino, we spit heat. Wet in the pool for the streets, we spit heat. You don't want no beef, we spit heat. We spit heat. We spit heat. Like the Darryl Pacino, we spit heat. Wet in the pool for the streets, we spit heat. You don't want no beef, we spit heat. We spit heat. We spit heat. Like the Darryl Pacino, we spit heat. Wet in the pool for the streets, we spit heat. You don't want no beef, we spit heat. We spit heat. We spit heat. Like the Darryl Pacino, we spit heat. Wet in the pool for the streets, we spit heat. You don't want no beef, we spit heat. We spit heat. We spit heat.
Welcome back to the family meeting. That was Mr. Vaughn with Heat.
And now more random crap nobody cares about. The news with Krista.
Well, hello there, everyone. We start our news in Miami, which is now the country's most miserable city. Don't let the sunshine and beaches fool you. The crime and political corruption, along with the housing crisis, makes the people of Miami unhappy, too. Next in line is Detroit and Flint, Michigan, followed by West Palm Beach, Florida, and Sacramento, California. The article says the rich people are still happy, but the majority of the citizens are miserable.
I think that's everywhere.
But Miami's number one in miserable people.
That just seems fitting. It's also bastards get the nice weather.
Well, it's also because they're old and dying. So I think it's funny that two Michigan cities, Detroit and Flint, are on the top three.
Well, there were two Florida cities too, West Palm Beach and Miami.
Well, the West Palm Beach, I can understand why they'd be miserable. That's where the majority of my Florida news comes from.
Yeah. Well, and then Sacramento, because that's where the governor of California lives, right? Am I pulling a John here where I don't even know where the capital of California is?
No, you're right.
And our brother actually lives in Sacramento, and I've been down there many times, and that place is a shithole. I'm bored every time I go there. It just seems really, really boring to me.
Well, it's just a city right in the middle of the desert.
Yeah.
We never actually make it to the city of Sacramento. You know, Gary lives on the outskirts, and so... I mean, we're never downtown.
Yeah,
it's pretty cool downtown.
See, I guess he just never took me down there. Maybe he's ashamed of me.
Maybe I went down there.
I hate you guys.
Well, I used to live there, so I mean, you know, during the summer times.
Yeah, that's true. If I went down there, it was for like a week, and we spent most of our time at the gym and then running around doing work.
John's got pictures with hookers on his laps.
I know, when he was like 12. I went down there, I was like 18, and the some bitch never took me to a hooker.
Well, John went down for the nightlife.
She was the penthouse playmate of the year.
What, 1973? I saw that picture.
No, it was for that year. I mean, it was, 18 years ago, but...
Yeah.
I had a fake ID. I had like dreadlocks in this fake ID. I showed it to a cop, and he let me right in the club. It was amazing.
Wow. Yeah, because you weighed like 30 pounds back then. I can't believe anybody would think you were legal.
Our next story is just for John. There's a parasite out there turning honeybees into zombies. It gets in their stomach and takes over their bodies until they die. The bees start to walk around in circles with no sense of direction, heading toward bright lights, and eventually they die. For those who don't know, bees usually just sit in one place and curl up in a ball to die, but these ones keep stretching their legs out and falling over. Scientists say this parasite works by changing their body clock, and they're very excited about this new discovery.
It's starting. Everybody get your axes out.
This is the next Romero film. I can see it already. Zombies attack.
They have zombie ants, too, and I Googled them, and I don't know enough about ants to tell the difference, but they say that they weren't doing their ant work productively enough or something.
So they were lazy. They're not zombies. Just some lazy-ass ants.
Which we can all relate to.
But John is super into zombies, so I thought he would really like that story.
I mean, he wasn't hungover and gambling it to belch. That was the beauty of it. You all missed it, but during the break, John stands up and he's like, he lets out a belch. He goes, oh, that was a gamble. And we were all just really glad he won that gamble because we didn't want a Tosh moment.
Right here in the middle of the studio.
Our next story is something John might have heard about because it's sports. If I've ever heard of an advertisement for a fast food place, this is going to be it. Linebacker Casanova McKenzie signed
with... Which is the best name ever.
He signed with Auburn over Clemson because Auburn has a Chick-fil-A on campus. He was quoted saying that you had to go like 15 minutes off campus to find a fast food restaurant at Clemson, and their cafe was kind of small.
The beauty of this story is there actually is a Chick-fil-A at Clemson. He just never asked, and nobody ever told him because he never mentioned that that was what was going to be the deciding factor. He's a shitty college student because he didn't do his homework before he even got to school. And yeah,
he's an athlete. He doesn't have to do homework.
Sure, he doesn't even have to do 10 class. But there is a Chick-fil-A on Clemson's campus. And I love me some Chick-fil-A, but I'm not going to use that as the what's going to make the deciding factors in my life.
Yeah, we were talking about this at the bar the other night. And like he signed somewhere because there was a Chick-fil-A and he didn't really want to go there. He wanted to go this other place, but they didn't have a Chick-fil-A. And that college like heard about him signing because of the Chick-fil-A, and they were like, hey man, we got a Chick-fil-A too. And so he didn't sign with that one. He signed with the other one. He changed them up.
Oh,
I was telling somebody how good Chick-fil-A is, and it's amazing because it's just a piece of chicken on a bun
with
a pickle.
There's
not even any sauce or anything. It's two pieces of bread and a piece of chicken, and it's amazing. I was telling them we were down there at Nationals, and someone almost got beat up because someone ate someone's Chick-fil-A at 2 o'clock in the morning.
We were in San Diego, and I actually made Becca take a 2-mile bus ride to go to a goddamn Chick-fil-A because I love that place so much.
Yeah, a piece of chicken on a bread. It's amazing. I don't know how they do it, but...
Yeah,
it's the addictive chemicals.
Yeah, they must put heroin or something in that because we were sending... It was like a mile walk from the hotel in Florida, and we sent somebody... She had to walk a mile there and a mile back to go get like 20 Chick-fil-A's for the 13 of us. And that was where somebody ate somebody's Chick-fil-A and they almost got beat up.
No, that was South Carolina. Remember, South Carolina, we sent Regina and she came back with like luggage bags full of Chick-fil-A's.
That's right. Florida was the one where Ed went and we got, because he's from Georgia. So he knows Chick-fil-A. The plane landed and he rented a car from the airport and made a beeline to Chick-fil-A to get some sandwiches. And he showed up at the hotel like 20 minutes later with a bag full of Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, it's a good sandwich. I still don't understand it. I get mine without the pickle.
So I have absolutely no
condiments. It's just a piece of chicken and a bun.
It's like a little piece of heaven on a bun.
This really has turned into an advertisement for Chick-fil-A.
Well, and the funny thing is one of my coworkers is in South Carolina, and he mentioned, or we were talking about it, and he's like, what am I going to get for lunch today? And I said, I can guarantee you one thing you're not going to get. You're not going to get a Chick-fil-A because there's not one here. He goes, y'all ain't got Chick-fil-A? And so he's back down in South Carolina now working, and he calls me the other day, and he's like, Jason, guess what I had for lunch? And I was like, what'd you have? He's like, I went and got me a Chick-fil-A. And I was like, you bastard. Because now I want one, and the closest one is like L.A.
Hey, Chick-fil-A, if you want to pay for this advertisement, you can just send us some Chick-fil-A's.
Yeah, just send us some sandwiches. That's all we're asking.
On to the next story.
We'll add for food.
We're such whores.
Two infamous Swedish murderers are trying to get married. One is known as the cannibal, and he met the other, known as the vampire, in a high-security psychiatric hospital. It's not known when they will be released. Some inmates have been at this facility for 20 years. They would like to live together, have dogs, and spend time on their hobbies, which are piercings and tattoos. The cannibal is in the hospital for killing his girlfriend and eating her. Just think, some girls won't be with a guy because he has a history of cheating, but I guess these guys found their special someones.
I don't know if a cannibal and a vampire are a very good match.
Yeah.
It sounds like a bad joke. A cannibal and a vampire walk into a bar.
That's a don't fall asleep kind of story going on there.
The vampire wakes up. Where's our dog? Cannibal's like,
I bet you these guys get letters from women all the time wanting to marry them and crazy shit like that, because it blows me away that there are batshit crazy ladies out there that send prisoners pen pal letters and want to get married to them.
Well, these two just bumped into each other in the psych ward and...
Knife and fork in hand.
Love was in the air.
I think Jason knows a little too much about sending inmates love letters. You have a couple pen pals? You have a couple pen pals over there?
Don't judge me.
That's all we do is judge each other.
Are you...
Think of the words, John. Think of the words.
Did you adopt some of them, like the animals on TV? You paid like 20 cents a day an inmate?
Yeah, I sent Sally Struthers my check last week for adopt an inmate.
Have you seen the one for the tigers now? You can adopt wild African tigers.
If I adopted a wild African tiger, I want that some bitch.
Some bitch better be in my house. I have not seen that, but I'm going to have to Google that.
Well, when you hear the sad music, just look if it's a tiger or a puppy, and then you know if you have to change the channel or not.
I want to strangle Sarah McLachlan.
Yeah, I can't even listen to that song on the radio when I'm in the car anymore, and I know I'm not going to have to look at the puppies in the car.
I used to love that song, too.
That's that dog commercial, man. That should be banned.
It was on three channels at the same time last week.
Well, the son of a bitch is like 6 minutes long, so...
And they have more of them now. They're trying to trick you. They have a different song on
and
another
different people.
One.
Yeah, and different stars doing the commercials.
I think that should be illegal. Once they have one horrible, sad commercial, there should only be one. So the next story, this is our last story. The FBI concluded a 2-year investigation into drugs and weapons with a raid. The problem is that they took a chainsaw to the front door of the wrong home. There was more than one unit in the building, and they chainsawed their way through the door and held a woman face down at gunpoint on the ground for a half hour with her 3-year-old daughter screaming in the next room before they realized they'd made a mistake. But don't worry, they're going to pay for the damage, and they said they're sorry. It sounds like a bad investigation and now they have this little girl who's going to be scared for the rest of her life.
Yeah, they're going to pay for the damage? You're going to pay for the 20 years of therapy from... someone break into your house with an effing chainsaw?
But they spent 2 years investigating and they didn't even know what a unit they were going into?
Well, I'm sure it was like next door. So the guy they were trying to bust probably bailed. He hears a chainsaw and just busted out of his bathroom window and then realized that they were holding his neighbor hostage. And I love how it took him a half an hour to realize that they needed to be in like P103 instead of Q702 or whatever the house numbers were.
Yeah, they see the lady warming up the mac and cheese and there's no like guns or drugs anywhere and they didn't get a red flag. They were in the wrong place.
Bitch, put down the bottle.
I mean, someone breaking in your house with a chainsaw, grabbing your mom and pinning her to the ground for a half hour. That poor little girl.
That's like a saw scene.
The neighbor, the guy that they were after, he probably thought that it was some lunatic. Who would think that the police are going to come to your house with a chainsaw?
Apparently, they don't have battering rams.
Yeah.
Where was this? Alabama?
I believe it was in the South, but they didn't actually say in the article. They didn't want to make the FBI in that area look worse than the FBI anywhere else.
It was the FBI, too? I thought it was the cops.
No, it was the FBI, and that part slipped past me. I didn't even think about the fact that I have never seen a cop grab a chainsaw and head for the door. I think Dad was the leader in that investigation.
Yeah, is that part of their... do they just go to the weapon closet and they're like, huh, I got my little 9mm. You grab the shotgun. Hey, Billy Joe, go get that chainsaw.
We ain't used that in a while.
They showed the door and it's all messed up. It's not like there's just a cut through the door with a chainsaw. It had like panels on it. And so the door's caved in and cut up everywhere. And
I mean, that's not even thinking about it. That's not even the best way to get in. I mean, how long would it take to get through a door with a chainsaw?
Yeah, and that's not going to tip anybody off when they're boom, coming through the door.
I mean, it would probably take like what? Minimum like 2 minutes?
I think even just a sledgehammer would have been much more effective.
They could have kicked that sumbitch in. Somebody just, or shoot the doorknob or something.
I think you've watched too much TV.
Shoot the doorknob. You know it's not the doorknob that holds the door closed, right?
Well, okay, so you shoot one of the locks. There's a lock in the goddamn doorknob.
You just pull out your paperclip.
Yeah, exactly. Go on
your credit card, slip it in there.
They teach those son bitches how to unlock doors.
Yeah, with chainsaws. Yeah.
So that's all you got on the news?
I think that's plenty of news for this week.
All right, coming up, we've got John's Drink of the Week right after Betty X with Shoot 'Em Up. To the family meeting, that was Betty X with Shoot 'Em Up.
And now it's time to find out what John is drunk on with John's Drink of the Week.
Well, the producer didn't give you much of a countdown there.
Oh, that was just you're on.
Well, earlier it went 5-1.
Yeah.
Oh, nobody else can see that, so
We need to set up the flip and record this whole thing because we make a lot of references about that and people have no idea what we're talking about. But if they saw it, they would understand completely.
Well, I think anybody understands that it goes 5-4-3-2-1, not just 5-1.
Most people, you would like to think.
But well, I just explained it now. So for all of you out there, I hope you listen. We're not going to go over it again.
There's never a 3, but usually there's a 4 and a 2 in there.
I know, it's like two of her fingers are connected. There's just 5-4-2-1.
So drink of the week, is that what we're talking about? Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
So like I said, tonight I'm gonna be at Jazz Bones watching a Rusty comic. Rusty the comic. And
I still can't believe he never picked up on that.
Yeah. That's pretty funny. But so there I'll probably be drinking, I'm guessing, just some vodka of some sort and some fluid.
Whatever's on special.
I think I really want right now some
water,
some Gatorade and some Gatorade vodka. That's tasty. That's what I used to drink playing softball.
All right.
What flavor Gatorade?
Typically it was either orange or lemon lime, kind of like the Mad Dog 2020 that I like. Orange Jubilee or lemon lime. That is the you can't have anything. You can't have like a great Mad Dog or the Ruby Red.
That's just silly.
Yeah, exactly.
Those ones really taste like bum juice. But
I got news for you. They all taste like bum juice.
The Orange Jubilee tastes like Tang. I mean,
poor people Tang.
Oh, isn't that the only kind of Tang? I don't think there's any rich folk out there sucking down some Tang.
I don't know. Astronauts make pretty damn good money. And they drink a lot of Tang.
So vodka and Gatorade is going to be my...
For the guy who's already hungover trying to rehydrate but wants to keep getting drunk.
It's a little bit of hydration, a little bit of hair of the dog.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I don't discriminate about hydration.
Promoting water. He's okay with that.
You just got to put some vodka in there with it. Mix it up a little bit.
Make it worth drinking.
So, if you want to, if you're going to come down to Jazz Bones at 8 o'clock, I will drink whatever you buy. But the rest of today is going to be Gatorade and vodka for sure.
That should be a good show. Rusty is hilarious. Jazz Bones, great location.
Yeah, I don't know who else is going to be there, but I'm looking forward to see Rusty. It's only $5.
Yeah.
So
should be a lot of fun. It gets so damn quiet when nobody's talking.
And we talked directly over the top of each other.
Yeah. So you're drinking Gatorade, vodka, and whatever anybody's buying.
Pretty much. Yeah. That's going
to
be it.
We could just record that and not have to say anything every week. John's drink of the week is whatever you're buying.
I drank a lot of tequila this week. Spent a lot of time hanging out with Andy from our pool team.
Andy likes tequila.
Andy likes tequila. Yes, he does. And
does tequila like him?
It seems to. I don't see the man in the morning, obviously. But
I would hope not.
That's a whole different kind of drunk.
That's too much tequila.
Oh, that might.
John is speechless.
Okay, that goes into the Ask the Bambino section.
Yeah. Speaking of which, we've got the Bambino coming up right after Death Trap American. Everything to Everyone right here on the Family Meeting.
Always got a question why, saying it's a DIY, screaming out the indie cry. Going to my favorite shop, then it's time to speak and pop, wonder why it always flops. And my favorite cheese, preach
wrote a song, so where's my race? Feel the latest fat sedan. Read and Spin magazine, dreaming the latest scene. Bleaching my favorite jeans, preaching about what it means. Build everything to everyone, stop the work before it's done. Just to see what we have done. You're everything to everyone, everything to everyone. Stop the work before it's done. Just to see what we have done. You're everything to everyone.
Back to the family meeting. That was Death Trap America with Everything to Everyone.
The following advice is not provided by any sort of professional. The Bambino does not assume any responsibility if you decide to follow, listen, or heed anything he says. It is actually recommended that you don't. He holds absolutely no degree of any kind, which makes his opinion invalid. Follow this advice at your own risk. The Bambino does not assume responsibility for loss of job, relationship, or incarceration. Although if you do end up in jail, please write in new questions for the Bambino to answer. That being said, post your questions to the Bambino on the Family Meeting Facebook page or email us at thefamilymeeting@nwczradio.com.
All right, that's we've actually got quite a few questions for you today, John.
It's funny that you're asking me questions because it feels like therapy right now. I'm pretty much like laying. I pretty much did this whole show like laying down with this mic and my because I'm just so hungover right now.
I've got pictures. They'll be up on the Facebook page during the show. I've got five questions for you. The first one we kind of already went over, but I want to ask the question anyways. It says, "Dear Bambino, how drunk is too drunk from 17 in Bonnie Lake?"
Well, the thing about being too drunk is you really don't know until the morning. And
when you wake up next to your buddy Andy?
Yeah, if I woke up next to Andy, that would be too drunk. Yeah.
For both of you, I'm sure Andy wouldn't be willing in that either.
But any of those...
I think that's the first step towards treatment.
waking up with a dude?
Yeah.
That would be a red flag that you might have a problem. Actually, I've woken up with a dude before. I almost didn't want to say that, but
what made it from almost
let's finish
to go
this
ahead.
Statement. Yeah, let's please finish this story because I don't know if you want to just leave it at that.
I don't know if I want to hear it.
Well, we don't need the details, but
so
hopefully there aren't any good details.
The ins and outs of the story.
So we were up at a ski lodge, and we were partying up there when I was a ski instructor.
Wait, I've seen that movie with John Cusack. I'm drawing a blank. A Hot Tub Time Machine.
So what happened was. There was like 30 of us kicking it in this cabin, and there was like people laying sleeping everywhere, and I went to sleep in this bed, and I had a there was a girl next to me, and I woke up and there was
that's too drunk.
And I woke up.
If she was a girl when you went to bed and a dude when you woke up, that's too drunk.
I woke up and there was a dude next to me and he rolls over and puts his arm like across my chest and I was like, no. So I pick his arm up and I put it over the side and he just rolls over again. I'm like, I'm done here. So I got up and it ended up being a guy that works in the cafeteria at one of the lodges. His name is Danger Bob. And
did you have to tell him no means no?
I knew where the danger came from. Bob was super aggressive. And so, so it was really awkward going in there and seeing Danger Bob to get some food every day. After
awkward.
Without any details, did you at least both have your pants on?
You
shouldn't have had to pay after that. He should have given you free food, right?
For some odd
Maybe
reason.
Maybe he wasn't happy with the evening.
For some odd reason, I did get free food all the time. And
a wink.
I always wondered. I was like, did I work this food off? I don't...
The second question we got for you, dear Bambino, what are the top three items on your bucket list? T from Beaverton.
I don't think I ever really thought about creating a bucket list. I'd really like to go to Australia. That'd be awesome. And I'd say
not waking up with a dude.
Yeah, that's well, I mean, again, yeah. That would be number two. I don't have a third for my bucket list.
You don't have a bucket list?
No.
All right. Dear Bambino, what do you think about Roseanne Barr running for president? Glenn from Mount Vernon.
Who's Roseanne Barr?
Oh, Jesus.
From Roseanne's Nuts, that show.
Oh, her? Shit,
She filed the paperwork last week to run for president as a Green Party. I think she's running on the Green Party ticket.
And she just sits around and smokes weed all day. In a little hippie joint.
That's what I was thinking. I'm like, what is she thinking with the way the media digs into these guys' background? If they open up her closet, a whole goddamn cemetery is going to fall out, not just some skeletons.
It's not really in a closet. It's on TV.
Yeah.
I don't think she cares that much. You know,
I don't think anybody else cares that much either. I don't think she's got a shot in hell of winning.
Is she really any worse than anybody else?
That's true.
We would be the laughing stock of the world.
We already are.
I just couldn't handle that voice if she was doing press conferences, that voice that she's got.
Just don't listen to them.
I typically don't anyway.
Then who cares?
They'd be really short. I don't think she'd show up to a lot of them. She's sitting in the Oval Office smoking a joint.
Forgot all about that big State of the Union address she's supposed to do tonight.
What am I supposed to do?
The next one we got for you, dear Bambino, if you won the lottery, what's the first thing you would get? Erica from Lakewood.
I've thought about this a lot, and I pick, like, when I buy a lotto ticket, I picture myself, you know, when they,
making it rain.
when you're getting your big check, you know, and they're like interviewing you.
Yeah.
I'd just be like, if you haven't talked to me in a year, don't ever call me because I'm rich, bitch. Just straight out of Dave Chappelle.
We were talking about because the Powerball was up really high last week. I don't play the lottery because I'm one of the most unlucky sons of bitches you'll ever meet.
Maybe it's your positive attitude.
That could be. But we were talking about it. One of my coworkers is like, if I won that much money, I'd still come back to work the next day. And it was like $180 million.
I'd come to work the next day. I'd come to work the next day too.
Well, yeah, but just to tell him to kiss your ass and leave.
Why are you going to go down to the unemployment office and be like, I don't need you no more?
Oh, I'd still file for my weekly unemployment claim. I'd get that. Give me my $347.
Show him your huge check.
I would.
I could just. That's where he would run and go, I'm rich, bitch. Just all the people on welfare and unemployment there.
He would make it out of the parking lot.
You heartless bastard.
I would buy an island, and take a bunch of people there.
Hookers.
Mostly hookers.
Forget he has family and just grab a bunch of hookers and make
it. If he's on an island with a bunch of hookers, I don't need to be there.
They wouldn't they would be new hookers. Like I wouldn't like.
Oh, you'd go out and recruit.
It'd just be random sluts.
Yes. Yeah, exactly.
random girls that wouldn't mind hanging out with a dude with $150 million in his pocket.
We got one more for you here. It says, Dear Bambino, I was watching my next door neighbor's wife sunbathing topless from my bedroom window. As I was jerking off, I turned around and noticed my wife standing there with her arms folded watching me. Is she a pervert? That's from Matt in West Seattle.
That's a good one, Matt. should have just asked her if she wanted to join in.
Exactly. Oh, she sounds pretty judgmental.
Can I get a hand with this? Really?
Honey, I'm not, it's not porn. But.
Yeah, I'm just watching what's available. That's
I was thinking about you the whole time.
That never seems to go over well. We're going to get back into the music with Hills of Elysium with Bad Bad Girl right here on the Family Meeting. Welcome back to the Family Meeting. That was Hills of Elysium with Bad Bad Girl.
So back to the Danger Bob story. this happened at a cabin.
I love how during the break he's like, I need to fix some stuff on this story.
When I woke up next to Danger Bob, it was pretty scary because this cabin, we used to go kick it here at this cabin all the time. And to get there, it's like you park your car at the road and then you snowmobile in for like, I don't know, 5 or 7 minutes. So it's not like you're walking out of this bitch. So you're kind of stuck. And I think plus that night, I think we broke both the snowmobiles, hitting trees and shit, I think.
Is that what the kids are calling it these days?
There's like
the broken snowmobile?
There's like this dirty-ass hippie hot tub in this place. And it's just like a big cast iron pot.
You hang out at the classiest places.
Inside of a teepee. And you just put wood burning underneath this big ass cast iron pot to make the hot tub hot. So yeah, I'm sure that water is really clean in there.
I'm sure they change it regularly.
That's where we made this drink.
You made a drink in the hot tub?
Yeah, we took the water out.
Well, he didn't have a cooler, so he had to improvise.
No, that, in the morning after Danger Bob's, after the Danger Bob story, we took a bottle of Yukon Jack and a bottle of Jim Beam and
tried to drink away the memories.
16 packets of apple cider, and that was it. And it was delicious.
It sounds disgusting.
Especially in a hot tub.
We were there's like 30 people there, so we weren't all in the hot tub. I mean, I don't think I ever got in the hot tub. I would feel like a chicken, like being cooked under this big this big fire underneath.
Some
this
guy standing
pot
over
of
you
water.
With cutting carrots and like a Looney Tunes cartoon.
I've actually felt like that in an actual hot tub. Like, am I being cooked in here? And I can only imagine what it would be like in a big cauldron.
So after I woke up with Danger Bob, to get out of there, I was on like the
second floor. I really wish you'd quit starting sentences with that.
I was on the second floor and I was like, had to tiptoe around all these people that were sleeping on the floor to get to the stairs. And
is that the walk of shame?
Call it what you will.
And I got to the bottom and it was like booby trapped. There was people sleeping in chairs that were like half rocked over. And it was, I just had to get out there and put some, I had to get some antibiotics for whatever happened.
If you wake up next to a dude and you got to get a shot, that's too drunk.
That's when drunk is too drunk. So, hey, everybody, follow me on Twitter if you can handle some Danger Bob photos.
You have photos? This story just keeps getting worse and worse.
Oh, laughing makes my head hurt so bad right now. Follow me on Twitter, JohnCurtis316. Hit us up on Facebook. Send in any Bambino questions. You can also get a hold of us at the family meeting at nwczradio.com.
And my Twitter is KristaCurtis1, which is CHRISTA Curtis1.
And my Twitter is JasonCurtis925. Also want to mention, go to that website, www.ParadiseRollerGirls.com. Check them out. Donate. Help those guys out. They're trying to come here for that that event in March. They need to raise 10 grand. Keep listening. The aquarium's coming up next, followed by the Northwest Metal Zone. I want to say Chris Klemecki is going to be here next week. Make sure you join us.
And get your ass off your couch right now and come meet me at Jazz Bones.
Yeah, Rusty comic. Rusty's performing down at Jazz Bones, 8 o'clock tonight. Make sure you get your ass down there.
And we're out.